Welcome to Let's Talk Clothes, a podcast where each week I sit down with my guest to talk about their relationship with clothing. Today, my guest is Abby Shumka. Abby is a friend to all dogs, a Tyra superfan, and a fashion lover. Hello, Abby.
Hello.
Hello. Abby also has her own podcast.
I do, and it's about fashion.
Yes. That is how we, like, formally met, beyond just, like, Instagram stalking was many moons ago.
Yeah,
many moons ago. I was also on...
You're on our show.
Yeah, Fashion Hags. It's a great show. If you haven't checked it out already, go do that.
It's a good time.
Yes, it's very great. What magazine was, like, the first 20 minutes are just, like, shooting the shit before you actually get into fashion things? And I was like, I enjoy those. I feel like if a there is a time and place for it, but I'm like, if a podcast doesn't, like, shoot the shit for a little bit, I'm like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, well, how am I easing into this conversation?
Yeah.
And somebody emailed us and recently said, I can put a timestamp in for when you actually start the topic. And we were just like, nope. You just fast forward like the rest of us.
Yeah. Although I'm so mad that iTunes changed it. So it's now like 30 seconds forward, but 15 back. And I'm like, no, 15 and 15. 15 and 15. Especially
I abandoned that podcast app.
For my...
I can't do it anymore.
Fair. As just especially for, like, my list, like, especially editing.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm assuming people are going to skip 15 seconds, and then there's going to be, like, 5 seconds, and then it's like, hello, we're in.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, so first things first. Can you tell me about your current outfit, please?
My current outfit is very easy. It is a romper.
Yes.
It is a one-piece... black t-shirt fabric knit romper.
It looks very comfortable.
It's super comfortable. I was very apprehensive about the rompers, and then I took a chance, and now I have, like, 9. Because I am fully in it.
Yeah.
Romper life.
So it's a longer leg. Do you still consider that a romper or a jumpsuit?
That's what the company calls them.
Oh, okay.
So Smash and Tess is the brand, and they're made here in Vancouver. They're a local company. Manufactured here in Canada, too, which is also nice. And they just came up... I don't know, my Instagram ads or some feed. And then I bought one, and I was like, oh, shit, these are great. So I have a sleeveless one, a short sleeve one, and a long sleeve one.
You have all your seasons covered.
So all my seasons covered.
Nice.
And they're so comfy.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like, it's a very nice shape. And there's no, like, waistband business happening.
No.
Like,
I fell asleep in one once, and I was like, I have been doing pajamas wrong this whole time.
They had it right back in the day with, like, long johns, like, whole one
yes,
pieces.
Yes, absolutely. What are you going to do? Like, on some of those days of the month where you don't feel like that waistband is really, really doing good for you.
Yeah, especially because, like, you talked earlier when we were just, like, chit-chatting beforehand for a recording of, like, you don't do dresses. Because I feel like those are the days where I'm, like, I'm doing a waistbandless dress. It's just, like, that I also call it, like, in my mind, it's, like, the buffet dress.
Yes.
Where you're, like...
You just go nuts.
There's no waistband. Mm-hmm. So even if I go a little too hard at the buffet, it's just, like...
It's all good.
We're expanding into, like, the abyss.
Yeah. Go back and get some more bread rolls. It's fine.
You're good. Don't worry about it.
They'll just roll you down the hill when they're done.
Basically. All right. Yeah. Very, very comfy, cozy outfit. Is this a typical outfit for you, or is this, like...
No, this is totally typical.
Yeah.
I wear them a lot, especially on the weekends.
Fair.
And also, it's, like, it's a one thing. Just like a dress. It's like, I don't want to fuck with a shirt and a pant and worry about this and that. I'm like, nope, boop. As long as I've got the right underwear on to avoid the, panty lines, then we're good.
Panty lines on the butt.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes I'm always too lazy for that, where I'm like, whatever. We'll wear a full butt of underpants.
Yeah, that's fine.
Who cares?
I'm getting over a lot of hang-ups with style and what things are supposed to look like on people and what certain people should wear.
Yeah.
But panty lines for me are a big, like, I don't like them. I don't like the way they feel. I don't like the way they look. I got a real soft mom butt. Like, I don't need to cut a big line in my squishy butt.
Fair. Yeah, I just...
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I think it's all in, like, what underpants you're buying.
100%.
Because I feel like every so often will buy, like, what is it? Like, it's like the boy cut or something. It's like, instead of it just being, like, a full, like, bum of underpants, it, like, goes, it's like the cheeky underpants.
Yes.
Fuck a cheeky underpants.
I have one pair, and it's like, I'm so aware of them all day.
Wedgie City, 100%. And then you're like, and there's not enough fabric for you to, like, catch a hemline to be like, we're just going to, like, yank this one out. It's like you are searching for that for a bit.
You're digging up there for a minute.
Yeah. And you're just like, this is not good. This is probably too much information, but I was wearing it yesterday. And, like, I don't know why I decided to wear, like, a cheeky cut on a flight, like a 5-hour flight.
Oh,
I did.
Sure. Yeah,
but, like,
got
mistakes home, were made,
basically. But like, got home, was at my sister's apartment, just like with my mom and my sister, just like, we're just gonna like don't deal mind with me. This.
Yeah.
I also fully just like sat in the living room and took my bra off under my shirt and was like, fixed it.
That's what family's for,
basically. We are a very like shameless family.
If you can't do that in front of your mom and your sister, who can you do it in front
of?
Oh,
my mom helped like limp brush my butt this morning because I had.
That's a good mom.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So like, that's the family we are. All right, so you had mentioned that you were a clothing lover, fashion lover. So what yes. has been your relationship with clothing?
Constant.
Perfect.
Always. Unabashed, unstoppable. I've always loved clothes. I've always been interested in them.
Yeah.
I love other people in them. I love them for me.
Yeah.
I love talking about them.
Yes,
I love looking at them. I love reading about them. Just nonsense, like, literally any way I can take it, I will.
Do you know what it was that, like, or, like, do you have, like, an inciting moment? Like, you told me a story earlier about, like, some red Patton Mary Janes
yes,
that you had as a child.
I was obsessed with.
That you're obsessed with. Like, mm-hmm. do you have any, can you pinpoint it to anything of, like, you saw, like, a particularly glamorous person or, like, a garment that you were like, what is that? I need to know more.
No, I don't know. It's just always been there. And my mom says, my mom is not particularly interested in mm-hmm. clothing or fashion or that sort of thing. Should they're purely a functional
yeah.
part of her life, you need to put clothes on and they do they fit you, then that's
yeah.
fine. And their color you don't hate, that's fine.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of contrarian in nature.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of my love at my early years
yeah.
were in opposition to my mother's disinterest. And she just didn't understand why I would get so upset about it. And I didn't understand why she didn't care.
Interesting.
You know? And there's the stories in our family about how my mom would call my dad's sisters
yeah.
to convince me to wear an outfit. Well, Aunt Kathy says this is the dress you should wear. Or, like, they prearrange this sort of conversation where
whoa.
My mom would buy something new and I would say, nope.
Yeah.
I'm never wearing that. It's the ugliest. Super dramatic, of course. I'm like 5 or 6 years old. It's the ugliest thing you've ever seen. I'm never going to wear it. I can't believe you bought it. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So my mom would orchestrate with my aunts, my two cool
wild.
Aunts, Kathy and Patty, to come in, and they just randomly look through my closet and say, oh my god, have you seen this dress? It's beautiful. And then I'd be like, oh my god, it's my favorite dress. I want to put it on right now.
That's yes. brilliant.
Mm-hmm. My and mom's
ridiculous.
No dumb bunny.
I just can't.
And my aunts were very good sports about it.
I think because I work in the office for, like, a youth, like, a summer camp. Right now we're in camp season. In the winter, it's skating lessons. But we have, like, a meal plan option that parents, like, pay extra for or whatever.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And so parents, it's mostly with, like, the 4 or 5-year-olds, which makes sense. Because, like, picky eating, we don't know. And, like, we're not modifying this meal plan.
Yeah.
What you get is what you get. We're catering for, like, hundreds of kids a week.
Cannot make
exceptions.
We're
not, we can't make exceptions. And, like, we very clearly state that. I say that to parents over the phone. But, like, a couple parents will be like, can you tell me how many other kids are on the meal plan? And I'm like, about half. They're like, because I don't want them to like feel left out if they're the only one with it, but I don't
oh,
want them
sure.
to be.
Oh,
sure. Like, what is? I don't know.
Kids' millennial, brains are super weird.
Also, like, elder millennial parents, I'm just like, I'm exhausted by this.
Yes, there's a lot going on.
Where it's like, I must cater my child to have the most special, magical experience.
Oh, boy. Like, are they fed-ish? You're fine.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe it's a particular parent type of parent in Toronto that's just
maybe.
Like, but I need this and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there's a lot of those parents here, too.
Yeah. Maybe it's just, like, metropolitan parents.
I was going to say, it's just maybe big city people. I don't know.
I feel like they probably exist in the suburbs as well, but I don't have to deal with them.
Yeah, there you go. They're not your problem. You don't have to field weird phone calls
specific
about the dietary requirements.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the most frustrating, understandably, was we had to call a parent to be like, hi, your child had fish in their lunch today. There's a fish allergy in their camp group. So,
oh,
like,
sure.
You can't do that. And they were like, well, this is, like, a major part of our diet and blah, 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 blah. And, like, there were portions that had to, like, there should have been things ahead of time to be, like, don't pack fish.
Yes.
There's a fish allergy in your kid's group. But
yes.
they were just, like, so indignant. And it was like,
I'm not doing this for fun.
Yeah.
I'm not calling you just to shoot the shit. Like, this is a legitimate medical issue for somebody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
We
yeah, digress. So, like, fashion since a young age, I feel like I can relate to that of, like, I had outfits that I, like, loved. Like, in my mind, I had, like, I don't know why I love this turtleneck so much, because I fucking hate a turtleneck now.
fucking hate them.
Different times.
They're just, like, too tight around the neck. I think it's also, I had turtlenecks that I liked as a child, but as I grew up, they got too tight.
Oh, sure, and that's just the memory you have of
Yeah, where it's, like, I love the print, but didn't quite realize around, like, 8 or 9, like, probably 7 or 8, that it's, like, no, you're growing, and you're growing out of this
yes,
thing.
Yes,
so you
can't
wear
this
anymore. Wearing it. Yeah. Anyway, it was, like, a mustard yellow turtleneck, and then this little, like, Macintosh print sheath dress that you, like, jumper dress.
Oh.
That was, like, I remember planning very distinctly. And then I think I'm, like, grade one class photo, I was like, this is the outfit I'm wearing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wear this little headband.
Of
it's
going
to be a look.
Yes. L-E-W-K.
Yes.
100%.
So I can relate to that of just, like, since young, you're like, no, I love dress up. I love clothes. I love putting stuff on.
I'm thinking about this every day.
Yeah.
I'm not just getting up and putting whatever's in front of me.
I feel like the two things I think most about are what is the next meal I'm going to have and what is the next outfit I'm going to wear.
Me, it's like, why did I forget at the grocery store? Because I'm so terrible. I don't know if this is age or motherhood or like thyroid issue or what. I don't know what it is, but if I don't have a grocery list, I will 100% not get it.
Oh,
if
I have to
on the list. I can't do it. So I'm always forgetting things because I forget to put it on the list, and then I check the thing off, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, I do the same thing, where it's like, I need butter. I'm going to, like, pop into the grocery store on my way home from work, and then it's like, nope, I just go straight home, and then I'm like, ah, fuck.
Damn it.
I don't have that thing.
Oh, wow.
God damn it.
But I don't ever forget about the clothes. Somehow that priority seems to make. Yeah, we don't have milk, but my socks match my underwear or whatever.
Fun. Oh my gosh. All I can think of is like when I used to shop at like the big like lingerie stores and like the matching bra and panty sets.
Yes. That was a big deal.
That was a big deal in the early aughts, I feel like.
Yes.
Everyone
well,
was
you were
about
showing
it.
Your underwear off a little bit more, right?
Probably whale tailing.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Nowadays,
and the armholes on things got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh my gosh. They're very large these days.
It's so hard to find a shirt that doesn't have giant armholes nowadays.
Yeah.
That your bra isn't showing in your armpit.
I know. I understand. Because it's the whole, like, the, like, lacy bralettes. And so you want to, like, show it off. So there's, like, a big scoop in the armhole. But sometimes you're like, can this just, like, land just slightly below my armpit like a normal tank top would?
Yeah, can you just have a shirt?
Yeah. Because I don't plan to wear... I'm not always going to be wearing a cute bra with this. Some days I'm just going to wear my, like, weird, gross sports bra. Yeah. The world doesn't need to know about my sports bra.
Exactly. I don't need everybody to know that I'm, you know, 3 days behind on laundry and wearing this weird bra.
It's like, I pulled out the bra that's like, oh, you.
Yeah.
You in the back.
Yeah. I'm happy you're here.
My boobs, ooh, thank you.
Yeah, I guess you're okay.
If only grudgingly.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so you've already said that, like, you've had a relationship with clothing since you're young, but, like, have there been, like, changes over that? Like, because you also have learned, like, you lived in Europe for a while.
Yeah, I grew up in Europe, grew up in Switzerland.
Yeah.
And when I moved to Switzerland, H&M was just starting.
Holy shit.
And that was life-changing.
Yeah, I remember when we got an H&M in Newmarket that it was like,
it was
what?
A huge deal. I remember walking in the first time, and I was like 13 when we moved there. So it's like, it's all coming together. I had my own money.
Oh my gosh.
Right, from like babysitting and stuff. I started to care about these things. You know, it was so great for a long time, and then it was an addiction.
Yeah.
Like any money I had would go to their cash registers.
Yeah.
And then I had to reel it in. Yeah, reel it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so living in Europe was a big influence.
Yeah.
For sure.
And, like, so you moved when you were in your teens.
Yeah.
So did you notice, like, a shift in, like, aesthetic from, like, living in Canada, in, like, even a specific region of Canada, to, like, going to Europe, and now you're in Vancouver? Have you noticed anything between, like, cities, countries...
It's so much different now because of the internet age, right? So everything is just immediate. But when I moved there in 1994, the trends were completely different.
Yeah.
They didn't have 17 magazine.
What?
I know. Well, they didn't have any English magazines, that was that.
Yeah.
But like that whole, it was prime grunge.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Baby doll, it was X-Girl, it was grunge, it was skater stuff, it was, you know, combat boots and floral dresses, baby tees, all these things that are popular now.
I was going to say, everything that's happening right now.
I literally saw a girl the other day, she had on a baby tee and then a little rayon dress that was black with sunflowers on it. And I was like, aww, it's grade 6 all over again.
Yeah.
Except I'm 40 now. And you're 20.
Yeah.
And you look great.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they didn't have, like, all the things that I was familiar with and all the trends hadn't gotten there yet.
Oh,
or
so
weren't,
was it like,
or weren't as
yeah.
present.
Was that typically how it was going? Like, would there be trends happening in North America and then they would make their way over to Europe? Or was it the other way around? Or kind of like a mishmash happening
ways.
Around?
It went both ways.
Yeah.
But I think also the Swiss aren't known for their style.
Okay.
So that was an interesting, as someone who's very, who's always been very aware of it and very, you know, observant of things like that.
Yeah.
To go to, like, a whole country where nobody cares?
So, like, what was the standard
in the same way?
Outfit? Or, like, was it just, like, everyone was kind of wearing similar...
It was thick? Very, like, it's not, they just wore whatever. Like, they just didn't care.
That's... I just, like, my brain can't even process that
I
right
know.
Now.
Even, and it's, like I said, it's different now because things have changed and
yeah.
these trends and things becoming way more global very quickly.
Yeah.
But they just, like, just doing their own thing. Like, weird medium wash jeans and, like, some heinous print on a shirt. And I'm with, like, clunky creeper shoes.
Yeah.
And, like, my overalls with one strap.
Yes.
And, like, a floral shirt right out of a 17 magazine.
Perfect.
So I'd been hoarding them and obsessing over them for years. And then I get to class and I'm like, you're just wearing soccer shorts and, like, a t-shirt every day? All right.
That makes me so sad.
And then made me feel self-conscious about it because I was caring.
Yeah.
And then I felt weird about it. Because I'm 13 and you feel weird about everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't need this extra stress. I just moved across the world and now I can't even wear my overalls confidently?
Yeah. It's very that's weird. No good. I feel like that feeling starts around puberty and it just never really stops.
Yeah, it wanes and, you know,
yeah. Depending on where you are, but you're still just like, I feel like it's typically going into a new environment where you're like I started my job almost 2 years ago and you're like, it's an arts and culture center, but, like, what is it like? And, like, who am I
while I'm here?
Yeah, because I also, like, I had worked retail before so often, so it's, like, retail is, like, so prescriptive of, like, this is the color, you're wearing black, or there's colors that are in season, so you're wearing black.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, you can wear the, like, current, like, very specific shade of tangerine.
Yes.
It's, like, or I can just wear all black, so we'll go with that one.
So we're just gonna do that.
Yeah, we're just gonna work with that. Or I, like, had a uniform.
Sure.
And so working at, like, an office job where it's, like, you can dress however you want, but, like, professionally, but, like...
You still these weird parameters imposed on you, and then you had to figure out
how
you moved within those parameters, and do you care?
Yeah, I think the funny thing is, because most people are pretty lax, but it's, like, you can tell when someone's going to, like, an event, because there's, like, someone coming to, like, have a meeting with you or whatever.
Oh, sure, they're going out after work, or... Yeah.
There's, like, a fancy event happening, and I think the best is our, like... financial and, like, development, so, like, fundraising and sponsorship, they're always in business cash.
Like, they have a different vibe.
Yeah. But, like, they're always in, like, very nice, like, business cash, whereas other people are, like, in my department, we're sometimes just, like, I refuse to wear a hoodie to the office unless it's, like, my camp hoodie when we're in session.
Oh, sure.
But that's I'm just, like, no, I'm gonna, like, we'll still just be, like, jeans and, like, some weird printed t-shirt or, like, weird print shirt, and you're, like,
yeah, well.
I work with children. And, like, children's parents, so...
Yes. I'm okay.
We're going to be a little whimsical today. Yeah. What do you think your clothing says about you?
I think it shows that I care. That I care about it. And that I think about it. And that's not a thing that I consciously think of. Like, oh, I'm going to put this outfit together and people are going to know.
Yeah.
But I think it's just a byproduct of me caring so much.
That makes sense. I feel like that's other than people just being like, I don't know what other answers people have given, but yeah, the like that I care about this.
Yes. And I do dress for other people. Mm-hmm. And like as a woman, people always joke that women don't dress for men. They dress for other women.
Yes.
1000% accurate. I don't give what a dude thinks what I'm wearing. But if a girl sees me and says, hey, I really like your sweater. It's like, hi, I feel so good. I'm like walking on air for a week.
You're like, I just did a shot of heroin. Gonna feel great for the day.
Yes.
Especially if it's a new thing and you're like, either it's
new testing
and
you're, it out.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, you're deciding on how you feel about it and do they go with these pants?
I
don't know. The dialogues you have inside your own head.
I don't know. I'm wondering if you do this or if other people do this. If you're trying something new, for me, because, like, I work on, like, a 9-to-5, so it's, like, I'm not going to wear it to work.
Yes.
But it's, like, maybe I'll try it, like, out to, like, drink. So, like, yes, a shorter period of time, because I don't know about you, but if I wear something to work that I'm, like, I get dressed at, like, 6:30 in the morning. Yeah. So sometimes you're, like, sure, whatever. And then you get to work and you're, like, oh,
now
no.
Now I gotta sit in this all day?
Yeah.
And you're, like, oh, I gotta be in these clothes the whole time?
Like, ugh. Pretty sure no one's going to judge me on it, but it's,
oh,
like,
for sure.
But you're, like, it's like, I'm doing data entry and cannot stop thinking about these stupid pants. Yeah. So it's like, try them out
these
for
drinks.
These
were not the pants to wear today.
Try them out to, like, work.
Yeah, or wear them to brunch, like, for 3 hours, yeah, and then come home and then assess.
Yeah.
Try them when you're only standing the whole time.
I think
try
especially
them when you're sitting the whole time.
If you're going to, like, a social event, it's like, these people love me and care about me, so, like, they will give me an honest answer. Yes. So if they're like, this is so cute, and you're like, oh, thank God.
I was so stressed. Don't mention it at all. You're like, note taken.
Yeah, or, like, you try it on, and you, like, you're, like, out with friends, and you're, like, oh, this feels good. Like, the pants I'm wearing right now, I got them from a retail job. They were, like, part of my uniform. I don't wear them really out anywhere.
Mm.
So I'm, like, I'm on vacation. I'm in a different city.
Vacation clothes are totally different, too,
oh, yeah,
right? 100%.
Yeah, vacation, I think, I was just listening back to a episode that I need to put up this week. Woohoo! but yeah, I was talking about my trip last year to Halifax, and I was like, let's try a little, like, cute little silk scarf kerchief,
yeah,
thing. I would never do that in Toronto.
No, you'd feel ridiculous.
I'm like, does everyone else
do
this?
Weird costume,
yeah,
right?
I'm like, pretty sure no one gives a
but
shit
Halifax,
what's going on.
Halifax, Gabby.
Yeah.
Different story.
But I feel like when I lived there, it would be the reverse.
For sure. Interesting.
It's like, wherever your primary city is.
It's not.
That's not where those things are happening.
No.
Yeah. But yeah, I was like, I think it's just vacation where you're like, whatever, we're going to try some stuff. I don't,
yeah,
have to, like, worry about it so much.
Yeah, I'm not awesome at, like, pre-planning, like, packing, too. So it's kind of like, welp, this is what I have. What can I do with this?
That was this trip. I just, like, packed in a fury.
Like, do I have 8 tops and 8 pairs of pants? We're good. And 20 pairs of underwear? Because I'm one of those people who's, like, obsessed,
yes,
with overpacking underwear.
I, like, on my list, I have it in my notebook here. And
I realize many people do this, and it makes me feel a lot better. I'm like, hey, man, I might shit my pants 5 times in a day. I need to have underwear.
I know, it's like, what if I fall in, like, a mud puddle? It's like, you're going to an urban area. Why are you falling in a mud puddle? It's like, I don't know, but it could happen.
The universe works in mysterious ways. I might just fall in a cow pie.
Yeah, it's like, I am flying. Your body gets, like, messed up.
It's
when you're
weird.
Flying.
You're eating weird food.
But yeah, I literally have, oh no, I did plan, like, 10 pairs of underpants. I originally planned 4 pairs of socks, and I was like, that's stupid. I have my new sneakers. I'm going to wear my new sneakers all the time. I had to make sure I found
socks.
My, like, invisible socks.
Yes, you gotta get the right socks.
Oh yeah, I was wearing, like, sweat socks that had, like, 2 centimeters of a cuff, or, like, a centimeter of a cuff when I bought them, and I was like,
that's not gonna do. Mm-mm. It's either a full sock or no sock.
Yeah, but I just, like, because I had, like, been out, like, I walked through all of Toronto, and then I was like, and then I want to swing my Eaton Centre, pick up my shoes,
yeah,
head home,
head
call
on
it a day. And so I tried them on, and I just, like, was trying them on, looking at them, and I was like, of course I'm wearing these socks,
yeah,
today.
Yeah, socks. Way to plan ahead. Sheesh.
So, yeah. I was like, I didn't plan this far ahead. Oh, dear. I was like, just imagine it
you
without that
learn.
Gray cuff.
You live and you learn.
Yeah. I feel like I did learn because I was like, I walked all day. And so it's the whole thing of, like, try shoes on at the end of the day.
Yes.
When they're all, like,
when
fat
your feet
and
are all, yeah.
And when they've all been doing their stuff all day.
Yeah. And then see if
and
they
you get a
then.
Truer sense.
Absolutely. See?
Yeah.
You're smart, Cookie. You
slowly learning. Slowly learning. Okay. So, similar to the last question, what do you want your clothing to say about you?
That I'm unfussy.
Okay.
I tend to gravitate to things that are very easy to wear.
Okay.
That don't require a lot of, you know, crazy undergarments or, you know.
Oh my gosh, yeah, no.
Or involve, or like I was saying upstairs too, like that I'm constantly having to adjust or tug at,
yeah,
or reposition or something. I,
yeah,
want to put it on and I want it to fit. So I don't have to worry about it, and that I will, this
yeah,
look that I'm creating right now at 8 in the morning, it will be, I can maintain throughout the rest of the day, and
yeah,
I don't have to worry about, are my pants too long, or my belt's too tight, ugh.
Yeah.
Has so this, I like that easygoingness. Not necessarily effortless, but easy.
Okay, can you, like, discern a difference between, like, effortless and easy, or?
Well, effortless to me has that idea of, like, oh, this, I didn't even think about this. I just threw this on.
Mm.
Whereas, like, no, I thought about this.
Okay. Yeah, that is very different.
This pant top combination is 100% on purpose.
Yeah.
But I want it to look easy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. That makes sense.
Like, it makes sense. Yeah, like, this outfit makes sense, but I'm not
worrying about it. I don't even know how someone could just be like, oh, I just threw this together, unless you have, like, a very curated, like, capsule wardrobe where you're like,
yeah.
And this, any one of these tops can go with any one of these bottoms. Mm-hmm. But I feel like last year I bought a pair of pants a bit on a whim at a sample sale or, like, an end-of-season sale, and they're a vertical striped, like, linen, like, blue and white linen striped pant.
Okay.
I'm not crazy about the waist. I've learned I like a high waist, but these are, like, a mid-rise.
Mm.
So it's, like...
That's gonna be tricky.
Yeah. Anyway, but I was like, what do I wear this with? Because anything that's, like, appropriate to put with it has a pattern on top.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. I haven't figured out, like, my
power clashing. Yeah, is that the person I want to be? Yeah, exactly.
I haven't figured out who I am as a pat. Like, a... Usually it's, like, a pattern on one half and then a solid on the other 100%. Half to balance it.
Yes.
So I'm like, well, I have, like...
Well, now what do I do?
Two tops that can fit with this.
I gotta plan laundry ahead for that now, too? Oh, man.
And I think the big thing last year, we were talking about this... earlier of, like, got my new sneakers, but now I'm like, I think these sneakers will help these pants not look so pajama-y.
Yes.
Because otherwise I had, like, my little dress shoes that are, like, a smoking slipper, and I'm like, this is too pajama-y. Yes. There is slipper in the title of my shoes.
Yes, that's not going to go with these pajama-y pants.
No.
No.
No. Need a sneaker or, like, a more, I don't know, a different shoe. Just a different shoe.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
You can make or break an outfit. 100%.
Truly. But yeah, those are the days where you're like, I shouldn't have worn this.
Damn it.
And like walking around, I'm just looking at my shoes like, you wore the wrong shoes.
Yeah.
All day.
Note to self.
All day.
Do this again.
So yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
You get there, you make a bunch of mistakes and you learn. And then you just make new mistakes, right? You don't make the same mistakes, you make new mistakes.
Yeah. Truly. Oh, well. I feel like I have a sense of the answer to this. Do you have any personal fashion rules?
I'm slowly shedding them.
Really?
I'm trying to slowly shed them.
Such as?
Silhouettes.
Okay, say more.
Which has a lot to do with, quote, flattering things. Mm. What does, quote, look good on me? And obsess. Because that, you know, you realize as you get, you know, as you get older and you read more and you open your mind more to things. That what does that mean? What does flattering mean? It means it is making my body aesthetically appealing to what people think I should look like with my body type. And realizing I don't care.
Yeah.
And that's not true.
And then it's also getting into, like, the larger conversation of, like, body types. And, like, 100%. Why are you... Like, I think...
I was a staunch no leggings as pants for a long time. And now I'm just like, do you. You do you. Like, I don't care.
I think that...
Go for it.
I feel like there's a difference between, like... projecting that onto someone else of, like, you should not be wearing leggings as pants. But it's, like, I myself am not going to do that. Like, my thing is, like, no athletic wear and, like, no sweatpants out of the house. Yes. Unless I'm actually going to, like, exercise or do something. Because it's, like, I just don't like it. I don't feel put together. I feel kind of, like, schlumpy because those are, like, house clothes in my mind. But it's, like, someone else loves wearing leggings as pants and they're, like, living their best life.
Yeah.
You do you. I think also Toronto is a bit of, maybe, like, second after Vancouver is, like, the city of athleisure. Where it's like, your Nikes, your leggings.
We invented it.
Oh, truly. Truly. You are Lululemon headquarters.
Yes, people act like they invented it. No. It's been happening in Vancouver for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even before Lululemon.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
They really got it going, really lit a fire under it, but...
Yeah. I feel like... Yeah, when I was coming here 2 years ago, I hadn't been in a while, and my mom was like, oh, just a heads up, if you, like, plan to go for a hike, it is not a, like, Toronto, like... going for a stroll through, like, one of the local, like...
Sure, paths in the forest, whatever.
It's like, you're going up a mountain, you're going somewhere, like, you're doing multiple kilometers, and it's going to be intense. And I was like, what the fuck? No.
That's not for me.
Oh, yeah. Like, gross grind? Fucking count me out.
I've lived here 20 years, I've never done it. I will never do it.
Oh, yeah, that's like my sister. She's been here 11 or 12, and she's, like, never doing it.
Oh, yeah. I feel it.
But, yeah, I was just like, gross grind. No. But we did go up the gondola, saw the grizzly bears.
Absolutely. To the gondola up, to the gondola down. It's great.
Also took the ski lift to the very tippy-tippy top.
Oh, yes.
No, thank you. I hate it.
Deny your style.
I don't like looking 50 feet down into, like, plummeting aspen death.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's a reasonable fear.
Also, I didn't realize it was just a straight-up ski lift
to
get you up there.
Yes,
and so it's like, I could just, like, whoop, like...
Just lift that bar.
Lift the bar.
Lean forward.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
That's a way to end a
trip. Oh, rip, Gabby. Oh, well.
Basically. Anyway, didn't happen still here.
There you go. You're good.
We're good.
Yeah.
All right. Any other, like, fashion rules that you still have or that you're trying to, like, let go of?
I cannot get over navy and black at the same time. I can't do it.
Fair.
No.
I think I saw a girl literally yesterday, and she had a navy blue sweater and black pants, and I was like, just no. they're too close, and it's not the same.
Yeah.
No.
I'm slowly coming around to that one. It's like certain shades of brown and black together, but I'm like,
so those are the ones I can get over with.
Really?
But the ones the same, it's a really dark brown and a black. Mm. No thanks.
You need black and tan, basically.
Yeah. Well, like, it's the same reason why I don't like navy and black. They're too close.
They are.
But they're not close enough.
Yeah, I think I couldn't stop thinking about it when I was watching the Hannah Gadsby special, because she has a navy jacket, like tuxedo jacket, with the black lapels. I think something is a different texture. Like, I think the black is a satin, and the, I don't know, it's the jacket, like a suiting material or whatever. But I also was just like, first 5 minutes, I'm just like squinting at my screen, like, what's happening?
Am I upset about this?
I don't know.
How upset about this am I? And then you start listening to her talk, and you're like, oh, I don't care. You're perfect.
Yeah, you're like, this is perfect. Who cares?
You can wear nothing. You can wear everything. This is great. Don't stop talking.
Yeah. The number of, like, art history jokes. I was like, yes.
There you go. You get it. Nice.
Yes. You were amazing. Oh, but very upsetting in Please Like Me.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. She can do whatever she wants. It's fine.
Basically. Yeah. She's golden. She's great. Who are your style icons? Or do you have style icons? Or people that you really enjoy looking at?
Not really. Not anybody specifically. I like everybody.
Yeah.
I just like people in clothes. Like, I don't care.
Fair.
And I read fashion magazines and I look at fashion shows and in movies and like there's so much room for everybody.
That's true. You know? That's very true. Of like, to each their own. Yeah. And like, because otherwise if we all dress the same, it'd be very, very boring.
What fun is that?
Even if everyone was like, all I can think of is like Hunger Games. If everyone dressed like the Capitol, you'd be like, this is obnoxious. What is happening?
Ugh.
So you need those like, those fun pops, and you need those like breaths of fresh air.
Absolutely. And trying to figure out like, trends are changing too. Like, trends are much more flexible, and there's multiple trends happening at the same time.
Just
and
exhausting.
You can mix and match. Like, it was so, you were a goth, or you were a preppy, or you were a what, you know, whatever these labels, these sub groups, whatever subcultures you would have, and now everybody's mixing everything, and it's great.
Yeah,
and there's freedom in that, and exciting things in that.
I do have to say, the one trend that
I don't
I'm
make those
into.
Shows for myself.
I know,
but because I'm very specific in what I like. But if anybody else wants to do it, you want to be an athleisure Lolita goth? Fantastic, I love it.
I just want to put that outfit together now.
Oh man, that'd be great.
Ugh.
The advent of the athleisure goth was like, please. I'm 100% on board.
I feel like that's just most people in downtown Toronto.
100%. It's everybody here.
Yeah.
And they're black leggings.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know about here, but like in Toronto, it's like your Nikes, your leggings, and your leather jacket and your ball cap.
100%.
Done.
Yeah. Some big logo sweatshirt or something.
I don't know. I just can't get into logos because I feel like for when I was growing up, it was such, and probably still is, it was such a like, oh, you're wearing, like, Hollister. You're wearing Abercrombie.
Yes,
like,
it was a big deal.
It was a big deal, and it was, like, plastered everywhere. And I was like, I don't want to be advertising for this company.
That's what my dad says. I'm like, they'd be paying me to put a Polo logo on my chest. I'm like, Dad, you're not wrong. But also, that's never going to happen. I appreciate your tenacity, but it's a pipe dream, Dad. But I'm the same with any writing on a shirt. There is literally no slogan or anything.
Yeah.
As much as I'm passionate about it, that I would want to wear on my body.
Yeah, I used to be a very big message tee person. I was like the long sleeve and the message tee. That was like my jam with the bootcut jean. Done.
Mm-hmm.
In like the early aughts when I was in high school. And
I was going to say, it was about the year 2000? Yeah, sounds about right.
Like 2004.
Yeah,
2004, about that. So I was like so big into a message tee, but then it was like, oh, I got boobs. And so my boobs would like eat half the words.
Yeah, and they make them awkward. All weird.
And people were like, what does your shirt say? And then you're like, I understand what's happening. Like, I made this choice to wear this shirt, but also, like, please stop staring at my torso.
I don't want to explain it to you either. I don't want to actually have to interact with you.
And I think I just too much now associate it with, like, my youth.
Sure!
And I'm just like,
and
no more.
And you're not
more.
That person anymore.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And I wear a skinny jean.
Yes. 100%.
Or, like, my big billowy pants.
Yes, and a high waist.
Yep. No mid-rise bootcut.
I heard those tiny, the one-inch crotch is coming back. I heard
the super
low rise is coming back, and I'm not here for that.
Alexander
Again,
McQueen?
For you, go for it. I will literally never ever choose that for me, ever.
Alexander McQueen, we love you dearly.
Show me a little bit of that butt crack. But sounds like, great.
Please, why did you have to make that happen?
Oh, Lordy.
Why?
I understand why he did it. I don't understand why everyone else had to do it. You are no Lee McQueen.
No friends. Yeah, and then the, what is the other thing? Like, the matching velour suits are coming back?
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, you just look like a mob wife in that.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of baggage attached to those now.
Like, you are a mob wife with big hair and acrylic nails, and, like, power to you, but, yeah, like, no thank
that
you.
That is not for me.
Nope. It's also, like, is it going to come back in, like, a contemporary silhouette of, like, a slimmer leg, or is it going to come back in the full, like, boot cut, straight leg, like, racing stripe, all of that?
Yes, like J-Lo.
Like, it's just going to come back full force.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Time will tell.
All I can think of is Orange is the New Black Boat. Is it, like, season one or two? When Red, like, in her memories, it's, like, all of the, like, Russian wives, yes, like, in their walk.
Oh, my God. In the park or whatever. Oh, she has a joke about the boob.
Oh, yeah. She, like, punches her boob
and it, like, explodes. Or whatever, yes. Oh, anyway.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just, that's just what makes me think of that.
Yeah. I'm not ready.
I'm just, like, I will either become, like, the textile lady that I'm probably more likely destined to be, or, like, I will just somehow lean real hard into my, like, Eastern European background and just be, like, real gaudy, real big stuff.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm not there
yet. The velour tracksuits have no place in either of those things.
Yeah, no. I just think I can't, I don't have the time to deal with, like, the big hair. I'm like, I don't have time to set my hair every day. No. Otherwise, I would have the big mob wife hair, I feel like.
Nice.
Somewhere in me deeply is like, yeah,
there's
I really
room for
would,
that. Yeah.
I would do that. I would love it. But it's like, I'm not going to set my hair in rollers every night.
I'm going to take 2 hours of my life every day.
Fuck no.
Why do you think I cut off all my hair?
Yeah.
I just don't care.
No. Yeah. Was that just like, you're just like done with it and you're like, nope, I need something easier and simpler when you cut. Because you had hair like down to like past shoulder.
Mm-hmm. And I have very thick,
yes,
wavy,
yeah,
a lot of work to make it look the way I like.
Yeah.
It does not look the way I like it to look on its own. It takes,
yeah,
a lot
I remember
of work.
Like a couple years ago.
But I do not have that.
I think one of your obsessions on Fashion Hags was like some styling tool that,
yes,
you had and you're like,
it was amazing.
It's amazing. But I also, that's why my hair is like always like up in a bun or like in,
yeah,
braids or something. Because I'm like, I'm not blow drying this mess.
Oh,
like,
hell no.
I have, it's so much, it's so long, there's a lot of it, it just needs to go up.
That's fine, it just needs to be out of my face. Yeah. And off my neck.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I can flat iron my hair to make it look like the way I want, but then I can't wear that for 4 months a year because it's too fucking hot.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing my hair down in July.
Ugh, no.
The carpet? Like, the sweat carpet on my back? No, thank you.
No. And that's, like, I find it funny, I have coworkers, I used to do this as well, of, like, cutting your hair short in the summer, and I'm, like,
mm-hmm,
I'm keeping it long just so I can make sure all of it is just,
yeah,
like,
yeah, absolutely, so you can
away.
Get it all in there.
Because, yeah, I'm very inclined to just, like, chop it all off, but then it's, like, that, like, little, like, when it starts to grow out, like, a little inch, and it's, like, just,
yeah,
stick it to the back of your neck.
And it won't, like, go in the bun or the,
it won't go in
tail.
The bun, so you're dealing with all these clips and hairpins and whatever.
Product and stuff.
No thanks.
No. 80%
of
the reason why I cut my hair is just because I don't care enough to do anything. And 20% is, oh, I like short hair.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
And it works. I keep thinking about growing it out, and then I just keep getting it cut.
But I also, like, when you cut, like, growing out from a pixie, because I've had, like, pixie-length hair twice, I think, it's just, like, so many awkward lengths.
Oh,
and just,
my,
like,
God, there's so many. Just when you think you're through one, another one pops up.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, we got rid of, like, that first bottom layer. And now we're into, like, hockey hair.
Well, now I gotta clip it over here. And now I gotta clip it over there.
Yeah.
And then I can kind of put it in pigtails. But then do I want to be a person who has tiny pigtails?
I'm the same. I just, like,
I'm not.
I have two, again, like, live your truth, live your life, do whatever you want. But, like, for me, it's just, like, to me, pigtails in public, I feel, like, weirdly infantilizing of myself.
Okay.
Maybe this is because I work with kids that I'm just, like.
Sure.
There are kids and they have, like, their cute little pigtails.
And
their
they're
little
so
ball
cute.
Things. I'm, like, amazing. Do I want to dress like a 4-year-old when I'm, like, 30?
No, I'm okay.
Not as much.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah.
I think also because it's like, I'm the person who the parents are talking to who are like, you're in charge.
I'm trusting you with my kids.
I'm trusting
you're
you.
You're the grown up.
You are in charge of making sure my money goes where it needs to be.
And my child will be safe and fed and entertained.
Is
all
that
day?
What we're doing here?
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right. Oh, yeah. So like, I don't think we've really gotten into this, but like, you are a mother of two.
Yes,
so
two girls,
like,
too.
Oh, gosh.
Mm.
Were you, like, glad of, like, that you were like, yes, two girls, this 100%, is great.
100%.
Yeah. I
was very happy the first one came along, and I was even more happy the second one came along.
Were you just, like, what if you had a boy and you were just like,
I don't know. I mean, we would have figured it out. Parenting
true.
Is literally just figuring it out 1 second at a time.
Truly.
And I think Dave was a little, like, he was a little bit choked that we didn't have any boys.
Yeah.
But also, what are you gonna do? I'm not having any more kids, that's for sure.
Yeah, you can't like be like, I would like to exchange this, please.
Yeah, no, it's not how it works.
Nope.
But no, I was very happy.
Yeah.
But I'm amazed because I'm female.
Yeah.
So it's familiar to me.
Yes.
Whereas Dave might have been more apprehensive because it was
yeah.
entirely... Mind you, he does have two sisters, so he was kind of aware of what yeah. it was like having girls in the house, but...
Yeah.
I was very relieved. I'm like, yeah. okay, this, I have this. I
Although,
know how this works.
A little, this is like way down the road, like minimum 10 years down the road, but like, are you just like gritting your teeth for those teen years?
100%. 1000%.
Because they'll also be teens at the same time, so mm-hmm. I don't know if it's better to like, because my...
I don't know, man.
I'm the youngest of three. My sister is 6 years older than me, 6 and a half. Brother is four okay. years older than me. So... It's basically like they dealt with one teenager, and then they had a boy,
another one.
And then they had another teenager. And so I think my sister, there's a story of my sister when she was in her early 20s, so I would have been like mid-teens, was talking to my mom, and she was like, I don't think I'm ever going to be friends with my sister, like, what's going on? And so she finally like revealed this to me like 4 years ago or something.
Sure.
And I was like, yeah, because one of us was always a shitty teenager for like 10
yeah,
years.
Uh-huh. And that is not a dynamic that is going to work.
No, yeah, no. I think, like, we started liking each other and being friends when my parents would, like, put me on a bus and be like, you're going to go see your sister at university for a weekend.
Yeah.
And, like, you're going to spend time together.
That's great. And you're both kind of more grown up and, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's, like, we can go shopping together, we can, like, go to movies, and also it's, like, us doing stuff on our own terms versus, like, still as adults. It's, like, when we all come together to, like, the family home.
Parent-mandated activities
you, like,
or whatever.
Regress yeah. or whatever. 100%. I think it's, you just regress, and then it's also just, like, I don't know, everyone kind of falls into, like, what they were like when they were last living at home.
Yeah.
And it's like, and the parents trying to manage, but you're like, we got this. And the parents are like, I'm still going to parent you.
And you still want to assert yourself as an adult,
yeah.
but you're still the kid.
Yeah.
It's very complicated.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. So has like motherhood changed how you dress and like your relationship with clothing? If so, how?
Comfort is paramount.
Fair.
Ease of care is paramount.
Yeah.
That's why I've completely ditched, for comfort reasons, I also don't really like synthetic fibers.
Yeah.
They're just too difficult to take care of.
And they're so, like, they don't breathe.
Yeah, they don't breathe. They're hard to wash. You have to iron them sometimes.
Yeah.
And plus the things that are often made in synthetic fabrics, like blouses and skirts and dresses, are not in my wardrobe.
Yeah.
At all. Like, I don't wear blouses.
Yeah.
Where am I going to wear a fancy dress?
Yeah.
Or, like, dress pants.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. So that was an easy, that was just, I think I was already heading in that direction.
And then motherhood just, like, hit
and then motherhood
hyperdrive.
Just, like, if I can't, like, my fancy washing is, like, wash on cold and then lay flat to dry. That's, like,
yeah.
my, quote, dry cleaning.
Yeah.
Like, that's as fancy as I get.
Yeah.
Nothing's getting hand washed.
Who has the time?
Hell no. Like, it goes in the washing machine on a cold wash, and then some of it can go in the dryer and some of it air dries.
Yeah.
And that is all I can do.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also leaning away from trends.
Oh, yeah, because, like...
You just want something that looks good and feels good.
And also, like...
And that will have longevity.
That's the big thing, I would imagine, is, like, longevity, because it's just, like, you might not necessarily get the opportunity to shop, like,
yeah.
as regularly as you used to,
100%.
So you're, like, I need this thing to last for, like, an indeterminate amount of time, and I need other things to go with it, so it's,
yes,
like...
Yes, it needs to be flexible, it needs to be versatile,
yeah.
it needs to be wearable, it needs to be washable.
Yeah.
Thank God there's a lot of options.
Yeah.
I figured out within those limits of
mm-hmm.
what that will look like for me, but it was... Like, it was very clear to me that this is what my wardrobe needs to look like right now.
Yeah.
And it might not be like that way forever.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I think it, like, it probably expands, like, once you're...
Once you start wearing really comfy clothes, it's really hard to go back.
True. I remember, like, a high school teacher, there were, between, like, the male and the female students, female teachers, not students, teachers at my high school, there were 8 pregnancies in my grade 12 year.
Oof.
And we're just like, what is in the water?
Yes, seriously. Whoa, something's going around.
Well, that's similar to, like, my dance class. There's 2 women who were pregnant, and they got pregnant within, like, weeks of each other.
Sure.
And so we were talking, we were just, like, chit-chatting, and there's a couple of teenagers, like, grade 12s and grade 11s in my dance class. So they're just, like, hilarious teenagers.
Oh, for sure.
And so we were chatting, we're like, oh, because, like, I'm in a different class than these other women that I haven't seen in a while. So my dance teacher was like, oh, did you hear? Like, these 2 women are pregnant, like, this close to one another. And I joked, I was like, what's in the water? One of the teenagers goes, sperm. And we were like,
that's not how this works.
That's not how that works. What is your private school health
yeah,
sex ed education teaching
happening?
You?
Do I need to call your parents?
Anyway, so like one of my high school teachers, 2 of my teachers personally were pregnant, were amongst those like 8 pregnancies. And one was like, oh my gosh, like the stretchy jeans with like, where like,
oh, they're great. The big panel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the big like stretchy panel. She's like, but you can't fit into them after you're pregnant because of like how they're cut and fit. She's like, I'm so mad.
They won't stay up.
Nope.
You need a big belly to hold that elastic.
Yeah.
To hold them up.
Yeah.
I did have a couple pairs of, there's the full panel ones that go up the whole belly and go right under your boobs. But then there's the, I don't know what they call them. There's just like a little elastic in the front. Like they don't have a full fly necessarily. Oh, okay. They just have a lot, and they just sit where normal pants sit. They just have like big triangles of elastic in them.
Yeah.
Oh, I wore those for a good 2 years after my first kid was born.
Fair.
They were so good.
Yeah.
And they look entirely like normal jeans.
Well, I also feel like because jeans nowadays, like there are still like the standard, like it's only cotton, only denim, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. But like there's so much stretch in jeans now that you're like, I still, like, take issue with people who call, like, just a stretch jean, like, 2% spandex a jegging. I'm like, that's
not what that is.
It's not a jegging. Jegging is, like, it's fully just spandex.
With an and elastic waist.
Painted to look like jeans.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a true jegging.
It's not a denim. No. Oh, well.
Whatever.
You get the nomenclature of clothes. It's a slippery slope.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know. Because there's, like, more specific terms than certain things. But you're like, but it's, like, this kind of a weird, like, tubular shape or, like, a wrap or whatever. And they're like, oh, actually, it's a blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You're like,
okay.
Great.
Awesome.
I will not remember that.
I guess now I know
that
now. Maybe.
Will I use it?
I'll be Googling this in 8 months when I forget this word.
Truly. Basically. So, just, like, your two kids, they're 2 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
And just through, like, seeing them on Instagram, have quite... We were also talking about this earlier, that, like, fighting your kids on what they're wearing and how they're dressing is, like, not a hill you're ready to die on.
I'm not going to give a lot of energy to that.
And so, are they now mostly dressing themselves, or is it, like, what is that process like?
My older one is more hung up on how things feel on her body.
Okay.
Yes. Are the sleeves too tight? Is this too short? Is, you know...
Yeah.
Whatever. So those are, I just realized for her, she will wear t-shirt dresses mm-hmm. and leggings or little bike shorts.
Yeah.
And that is her wardrobe. And that is, we would have all these fights over what she would wear in the morning. So I finally just took all of the stuff we fought over,
mm-hmm.
got rid of it.
Okay.
Yeah, put it away. We'll save it for the other kid.
Yeah.
And if not, we'll donate it, whatever. So she has one rail in her closet. And it's all t-shirt dresses. Some are sleeveless, some are sleeve, whatever.
Yeah.
And then a drawer full of leggings.
Nice.
And they can go, and they're, like, all from Old Navy, because I do a couple shops a year and get a big sale on.
Yeah.
And I know the sizing works for her, and I just buy 8 different prints or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she can choose any combination of those.
Amazing.
And that is drastically decreased our arguments.
Amazing.
And now she likes to go up and get dressed by herself in the morning. It takes half an hour, because who knows what else she's doing up there.
Yeah. It's like, pick a dress, look at some toys.
Yeah, rearrange your toys, or, you know, whatever, get distracted by this thing you forgot you had. But that's fine.
Yeah.
And she's cool. And she doesn't seem to be hung up on colors or prints. I mean, yeah. I buy her a lot of unicorns and girl stuff.
That's the thing that I love. Like, there are some days where I like seeing in your stories.
So many unicorns.
It's just like, it's like, it's like a big unicorn print on top and like a tiny unicorn print 100%. On the bottom and then like the little unicorn
shoe. Of course, the guy, yeah. Like there are literally days where, including underwear, where everything has unicorns on it.
Perfect.
And it all goes. Hey, man.
It works.
Go for it.
And also, we were talking about this earlier, like probably until she's like, they're like, maybe even hitting like double digits, like probably around like 7 or 8, it'll start changing, but it's like, up to a certain age, you can put like a potato sack on a child and they'll be like, great! So cute!
So cute! Yeah. And then my second one, she's very particular.
Yeah, you were saying this earlier.
Very particular. Like, she opens her eyes and gets dressed.
Amazing.
And she will hum and hum and trying to figure out which one and negotiating. And so a lot of her clothes are just hand-me-downs. So,
yeah.
Again, it's the same t-shirt dresses and,
yeah.
you know, leggings everyone that her older sister wore.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of negotiating involved.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
But
at the end of the day, it's her choice.
That's amazing. Was there...
I mean, I predetermined the choices.
I mean, fair, yeah. Like, my mom has told me stories about, I think, my brother around, like, 2 or 3, I think. Of, like, in terms of, like, choosing, like, what dishes he ate out of. It was, like, red cup, blue cup.
Mm-hmm.
Red cup. Red plate, blue plate. Blue plate.
Yes.
So it's kind of like you're getting 2 options, so, like, you think
you're
getting
controlling the options.
Yes. So you're controlling the options versus, like, here's all of the things. It's like, we're going to work from, like, these 3 dresses. Which of these 3 do you want?
Exactly.
Amazing. And, like, was your oldest, was she, because, like, your youngest is 2,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like it's just, like, the terrible 2s are, like, moving into, like, three-nager. Was that ever how it was with your oldest, or is it very specific to the youngest?
No, it's specific to the youngest.
Interesting.
Poppy has a very strong personality.
Yeah, that's the thing that I'm getting, is, like, that Margot's a bit of, like, the shyer one, and, like...
Yeah, Margot's Dave, and Poppy's me. 100%.
That's hilarious. I'm having these moments now as, like, an adult where I always thought that I took after my dad more.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably did stronger, but there are certain things where I'm like, I'll be saying certain things, and I'm like, I am my mother.
Of course. Oh, and you were powerless.
Oh, truly.
Truly powerless.
Truly, truly. Because, so, like, I have their DNA, and they raised me. So, yeah. Like,
so you're constantly around them. Yeah. It's nurture and nature.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
That's so interesting that you can see that it was kind of, like, polarities between the two in terms of, like,
it was been very clear since early on.
Interesting.
Yeah, very clearly the personality types.
That's interesting.
And now they're changing a bit, but they're still...
Are there... So, I think for myself as the youngest, I looked up to my sister a lot and would kind of emulate what she would wear and, like, wear her hand-me-downs. And I think also because there's a large enough age gap, but I don't know. Like, I just, like, remember certain things and being like, oh, yeah. And, like, when it came to me, I was like... Hells yes, nice. I got this t-shirt.
This Root sweatshirt.
Yeah, like, so is Poppy having any of that, or is she still just, like, a bit too young to recognize, like, she's this a is a thing
young.
That Margot
and
has.
And plus, she's, you know, also a kid, so she only ever thinks about herself.
True. True.
There is no other person in the world that really matters.
Oh, I would imagine that it would be like, that's gonna be mine one day. Just, like, I'm just
maybe,
taking this
maybe
for me.
Maybe in a year. Mind you, there are some things, like, my older one had a Hello Kitty t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then Poppy was like, oh, no, that's mine.
I mean, fair.
And the old one was like, yeah, I don't care.
Oh, that's awesome, because, like, I could imagine it could be, like, no, like, a screaming match of, like,
yeah, I can imagine
mine.
That it escalating significantly as they get older, 100%. Oof. But the same thing, like, I never had a sister either, so I don't know that dynamic.
Mm.
But I have two sisters-in-law, so I know I can ask them.
That's good, yeah.
I can bounce some ideas off them to see if that'll work or not. So.
Yeah, it's funny. Every so often, like, once my mom is also a younger sister. And so my sister did something, and my mom was just like, ugh, typical older sister. And I was like, you're a little on my side in this one. As, like, you probably think we're both idiots as a parent.
Straight up, 100%. Yeah.
But it's like, as a younger sister, you appreciate the, like, this fucking douchebag.
Who does she think she is?
Yeah. It's like, I'm with you. She is being ridiculous.
I can see that, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, you talked about this a little bit. So, are they, like, developing their own taste? Like, I would imagine Margot probably a bit more than Poppy, maybe. Just because she's older and, like, are they getting included in those conversations of, like, what
just
do you want?
Aware.
Or are you just kind of, like, figuring out what their tastes are?
I'm just starting that out now. Like, I would just buy the clothes and they would just appear in their closets.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas now, like, Margot and I will shop together online.
Ooh.
They don't take them into the stores because that's just a whole shit show.
Yeah.
But, like, we will go through. Like, again, I will predetermine options.
Yeah.
And I will say... this dress, what pattern do you want?
Yeah.
Do you want the black and white flowers? Do you want the pink and purple stripes? Whatever. And then she can decide what she wants. And then she gets excited when the mail arrives and we open it together and then we talk about...
That's really fun and sweet.
So it's fun. And it's shopping. And I don't always enjoy shopping with other people, but I'm a solo shopper 100%.
Oh, I learned...
So I'm interested to see how this is going to work with me and them in the future.
Yeah, I think...
So my patience will be...
I also am a solo shopper, but I need to start, I was like, I have, like, a cluster of people. It's, like, a group of friends, like, friends from high school and my sister, and I'm like, whoever is answering first is, like, what about this?
Yes.
What about this? Where, and I'm, like, not quite sold on it, and if I don't hear from anyone, I'm like, it stays.
Yes, this is a no.
This is
until
not
until I get an affirmative yes,
yeah,
this is staying now.
So, yeah, that's my version of, like, shopping with others.
Yes. Well, I've seen it, too. I'm in a Facebook group of moms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's purely 100% is trying to help each other buy good clothes that look good on us and you feel good in.
Mm-hmm.
So 90% of the posts
amazing.
Are change rooms.
I love it so much.
Or haul videos. I'm like, oh, I did a Stitch Fix box. Or I got my Target order came in or whatever.
Yeah.
Tell me if this is a yes or a no.
That's
and then
amazing.
Everybody can weigh in on saying, that's not great. You should send this back. Or yeah, forget about that. Or get that in two colors or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
That must be exciting, and you must be, like, so glad that not only do you have two girls, because you know what, like, that's familiar to you and everything, but then also that they are interested in clothing. Because, like, to a degree, it's
God, that'd be a knife in my heart if they didn't care.
But they're just like, whatever.
I just want to wear, like, thrift store t-shirts and jeans. Oh, brace my heart.
Yeah. Because, like, you have found some, like, really great stuff of, like, all the unicorns, Hello Kitty, Mm-hmm. There was, like, a Barba Papa t-shirt in there somewhere.
I also have, I'm also very lucky to have family in Europe who sends me weird European shit.
Yeah.
Which I fucking love. Yeah. And, like, I'm already, like, because Poppy's grown out of clothes, the younger one, she's grown out of clothes, so a lot of the things were already hand-me-downs to us, so you just pass them along to the next person.
Yeah.
But the things that I'm choosing to keep, I have a Rubbermaid in the storage. I'm slowly keeping, like, little shoes or this pair of pants or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do with them, if their kids can wear them or whatever.
Yeah.
Or I'll just keep them forever and be buried with them. That little Barba Papa dress that I love so much.
When I saw the Barba Papa, like, I only had one Barba Papa book as a child, but I was like, I know this thing.
Like, and they don't know what it is. They've never seen a Barba Papa before. They only know it from the dress. And I'm like, yeah, it's Barba Papa and Barba Mama. Yeah.
I didn't realize it was Barba Papa and Barba Mama.
Mm-hmm.
I just know, because isn't the word Barba Papa, isn't it?
It's the whole species.
Yeah.
But they also have, there's Barba Belle, there's Barba Zoo, there's...
I also feel like my little, like, picture book that I had, I think was in French.
Yes.
Which probably makes sense.
Cause it's from, like, Belgium or something, I forget where they're from. Yeah.
But it's just, like, I didn't even know what was happening in the story. I think, like...
You just like the pictures.
One of the blobs stole a thing from another blob and was an evil blob. And like,
yeah, they gotta
whatever.
Get it back. Yada, yada, yada.
Everyone was sad, but then they were happy. So, like, I don't remember what was going on in that. I have a handful of books from my childhood that were all in French that I didn't realize until I was older because my mom can speak French, so she translated
sure.
to read
she
to
would
me
just
in English.
The story, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Very vague memory of Barba
Papa. Interesting. Oh, well. Yeah, so I'm lucky. I'm lucky I got some hookups.
Yeah, that's awesome. Especially, like, getting, like, weird shit from Europe.
Yeah. And again, like, the advent of online shopping, too. It's like, you can learn about all these cool brands doing interesting things with, you know, as much as the Old Navy's great, it's very, like, basic bitch stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not exciting or interesting or, you know.
Yeah, it's like, there's a polka dot legging or a stripe legging.
Ooh, this one has flowers.
The end.
Groundbreaking. Florals, groundbreaking.
Oh, but yeah.
And, like, give me some... I got this dress, this brand called Mini Rodini. I think they're somewhere in Europe. And I'm like, these have seahorses, but with, like, Barbie hair? Like, these big, like wigs or hair, like My Little Pony colors? Yes, please!
Oh my gosh, yeah, I know. I feel like I'm dressing very, like, not conservatively, but I think conservatively for me.
Okay.
And so, yeah, like, hearing about, like a seahorse print with like giant wig hair, I'm like, yes, please find me that. Like, there's one label, I guess, that they're now in Toronto, Birds of North America.
Oh,
have
yeah.
some like weird
they
ass
got
prints,
some
like
cool stuff.
I got my first, I got a
handful. I think I saw you post about it. Maybe that's where I heard from them.
Yeah, and so I have a couple because I got it secondhand in Halifax.
Huh.
But now they're in Toronto anyway, so I've like worn some stuff that I've gotten secondhand. And I wore it to, like, a sample sale that Birds of North America was having at their studio. Or it was, like, a studio sale, like, end-of-season studio sale. And I think I just had that label on the brain, so I wore, like, my little coral dress. And the owner was like, Haley was like,
wait a minute.
That's from a couple seasons ago. Like, we don't sell that anymore. Where'd you get that? And I told her, and she's like, yep, I know the client you got that from.
Small world.
Anyway, and so, yeah, they have, like, weird, like, the one that gets the most notoriety, because it's the only one that I have that's, like, a weird print, is this, like, stag print, so it's like deers in a forest.
It's intense. Yeah.
But I was like, I came from like a weird like suburban, but like it's right on the brink of like going into like rural, but is still I grew up in a subdivision.
Uh-huh.
So like my family hunts and stuff like that, so it's just like this feels like an homage to like my it's like this very like cute little like fit and flare dress with a cap sleeve, but in like a weird deer print.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Like, I always gravitate to solids. Like, maybe I'll do a stripe if I'm feeling ambitious or adventurous.
Yeah.
But I can live out my joy
in
seeing these clothes with my children.
That sounds like me and my sister, because, again, like, she's older.
Like, I would not do it for myself, but I'm pleased just wear unicorns head to toe and every color into the rainbow.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you. I think I was my sister's, like, Barbie for a couple of years when she was a teenager and
there
I was
you
a
go, when you were that much younger.
Yeah, because I think there's just certain things that, like... I was fitting into a different size or, like, a different, like, still fitting into, like, kids' clothes.
Yeah.
Or, like, just, like, different things were fitting me than they would her. And so she'd just be like, try this on, try this on. I'd be like, yeah, whatever. I still would be like, yes, I like this or no, I don't like this. But, yeah, it was just, like...
You'd entertain her.
She would just be like, yeah, this is a similar thing. I feel like that makes sense of, like, if you didn't have sisters growing up, then you're just like, I will live this out in my daughters.
100%, yes. Go for it.
Amazing. We've already talked a little bit about, like, different cities and countries... having different aesthetics. Any other things to add on that, or do you feel like we've exhausted the topic for now?
I don't No, mind you, like I said, things are so different now than they were when I was when I was living in Europe. I haven't lived in Europe since like 2005.
Okay,
so it's been a while.
Yeah,
I've been back to visit, but it's, you know, it's different.
Yeah,
you know. So.
And then is family still in Switzerland? You said, or are they in different areas?
They're... I have family in Sweden.
Okay,
and Denmark. My brother lives in Denmark, and I have an aunt who lives in Sweden, and those are my. Those are my European... I have a bunch of family in England, too, but I still know them as well.
Yeah.
Because, like, my dad's cousins and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be interested to see what, like the more ethical stuff looks like, because that's such a huge
sustainability thing. I feel like
here
it's
now.
Yeah.
And it's getting over there more.
Yeah.
So I'd be interested to see what that looks like over there. Because all the brands most of the brands I follow are North American-based anyway, just by nature of proximity and algorithms and stuff.
Right? Oh,
show up in your phones. But I'd be interested to see what's going on over there.
Do you notice differences
between... Because all the big fast fashion brands are most of them are European.
Truly, yeah. That was the thing that I realized. I didn't even know Zara was a thing until I started reading about it after Rana Plaza.
They're a monster.
Truly.
An unstoppable, uncaring,
profit-driven
monster.
I try to keep, like, my... Because I'm trying to shop more local. I also, like, I truly cannot bring myself to purchase, like, a new garment out of a store. Mm. Unless I truly need to. Like, last year I got myself, like, some H&M shorts. The, like, paper bag waist. Because I was like, I need shorts.
Sometimes, exactly. As much as you try... I'm the same thing, too. As much as I try to spend my money where places where I... I'm all on the same page ethically, and manufacturing and quality, that you still need t-shirts and like random shit sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
so sometimes you're like,
I'm going to buy that Joe Fresh pant.
I'm not going to go to the thrift store and like try on like 20 pairs of shorts only to be like, well, nothing fit
none
my,
it
like,
works.
I got everything mid thigh and then I felt like garbage. So I went and got a pretzel. Like,
exactly.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So like when I talk to coworkers or like friends or whatever, I'm like, oh, so cute. Where'd you get them? They'll be like Zara or H&M. And I'm just like,
okay.
Bite your tongue. Don't
good
be like,
for you, not for me.
They're destroying the planet in multiple ways.
Oh, well, what are you going
to
do?
Because like everyone has, I think I have a friend who she went shopping last year. She went to like Sicily with her boyfriend's family. And so she's like, I have no appropriate clothes for that. So she just like had to go to Forever 21. Cause she's like, it fits. It's in my price range, blah, blah, blah. She was like, I know you don't like this. And I was like, please don't think that I'm trying to, like, project
my
stuff onto you. This is also, like, none of my friends...
Completely understand.
She doesn't shop a whole lot either, but it's like, this isn't in your wheelhouse. This isn't the thing that, like, you're going to spend money on. You're going to go to, like, theater shows and performances and, like, have that experience. Whereas I'm going to, like, look at all these designers and go and, like, chat with them and, like...
Yeah.
I'm going to stare at... Currently, I'm staring at a pair of, like, Warren Stephen Scott earrings.
Yeah. For months at a time, and then making
a decision. Truly. He just... Are you familiar with his work at all?
No.
He's an indigenous Toronto designer.
I'm already on board for that.
Yeah, he was... I think he was in the same show as Evan.
Oh, yeah. The Indigenous Fashion Week.
Yeah. And so he also does these, like, acrylic earrings. I can show you later. But they're in, like, various designs. So they're, like, chandelier earrings or something like that. And he just launched the summer colors, so it's, like, translucent and, like, Coke bottle blue and, like, a neon yellow and a pink.
Wow.
And I'm like, you just complicated things.
Oh,
do
man.
I want the solid bright color? Do I want these, like, cool, fun summer brights?
Damn
like,
it!
Ugh.
Making it real difficult.
Now I have another month of research and staring at these every other day.
Yeah, oh, well. How many brain cells are you going to put towards this? These earrings?
But, yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know where this one started, but we will move on. All right, we can move on to some wrap-up games, because we're hitting about an hour.
Sounds good.
All right, because we still got to take some photos.
Mm-hmm.
And then I still have to be like, sister, come pick me up now.
Yes, I'm done now.
Come show for me, please.
Mm-hmm.
Take us to lunch. Anyway, so we'll do some this or that, and then we can do some trends. So, this or that is, I don't know if you're familiar, but I will give you two options, and you will say which one you prefer.
Got it.
You can elaborate.
Pretty straightforward.
You don't have to.
Okay.
Beautiful. All right, stripes or plaid?
Ooh, stripes.
All right. That seemed like a... You had to think about that one for a minute.
Because I do like both, but for me, plaids are winter fabric, and stripes are year-round.
Yes.
So bigger picture, I would choose stripes.
I do
remember... Because I'm not a Madras person. I would never like a summer plaid.
Okay, Madras, is it just like those, it's just that it's like a neon and a different weight, or is like, what is
it's
about?
It's the weight of the fabric and it's the bright colors, as far as I can understand. That, in the plaid.
I remember like,
this or was, tartan or whatever you want to call it.
Like 15 years ago, but I remember like Old Navy had like Madras in their like ad, and I was still shopping at Old Navy at the time, and my mom was like, nope, that was my childhood, I will not go back.
I've closed the door!
Basically, I feel like that's a lot of stuff from my mother's childhood that she's like, nope.
No, thank you.
We're not doing that again.
It's one of the pleasures of being an adult.
I think it's, yeah.
You can say, nope.
Like, I don't know if it's just because she's very tall and that's why she doesn't like crop pants, or because that was, like, a big trend when she was growing up, but, like, crop pants, she's
it
like...
It could be both.
She's like, mm-mm. She's, like, 5'11".
And so all right.
Like, regular size pants just don't fit her.
Just cropped.
So she's like, I'm not going to do a crop
pant. Yeah, there's a lot of emotional baggage with that. I can understand.
Truly,
You're constantly trying on pants and that's all you ever get.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Also, pants already.
Pants are already so hard.
Like, all of the waistband and, like... pelvic region business
that ratio
going on.
And yeah,
and then you gotta worry about
closure and the pockets,
and then you gotta worry about length. Like the cuff and the hem and all that, like no thank you.
Am I gonna hem these?
Am I gonna wear little flood pants all the time? No thanks.
Yeah. Oh well, what are you anyway
doing? Florals or polka dots?
Polka dots.
You've already said earlier you don't care for florals, so I feel like that was a one and done.
Yeah.
Dressed up or dressed down?
Dressing up, it's fun.
It is.
And I don't get to do it, and I miss it.
Fair, yeah. It's always fun hearing about when you, like, on your podcast, when you go for events, and you're like, did a whole face beat, and I wore this, and I wore my fancy shoes.
I started to wear makeup a little bit more because my clothing is so comfortable and relaxed that I feel like if I do, like, a basic face, I can feel a little bit more, a little bit fancier.
That was a thing when I was working retail, and again, like, all-black outfit, which... I can't do that normally. Like, it makes me sad. I need to, like, look down and see, like, something
fun, exciting,
something a little dumb and obnoxious.
Totally.
Makes me smile. And so I was wearing head-to-toe black, and so I would do, like, colored eyeshadow, bold lip.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I would, like, inject
big
the color.
Big blush or something, yeah.
And then I got out of retail, and I was like, fuck that. I touched my face too much.
Like, I'm fucking up my eyeliner left, right, and center. This is not gonna work.
Oh, gosh, the worst is even just, like, if I put on, like, a light mascara and you do the, like, I'm tired, rub my eye.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, now I look like a raccoon. And then you have to, like, scrub
fix
under
it.
Your...
Yeah, ugh.
Get the flex out of my little eye crease.
Dang it.
Heels or flats?
Flats.
Really?
100%.
Do you still
That's
enjoy?
Something I'm letting go to.
Really?
No, I can't.
Because, yeah, I feel like, no since, time. Like... Listening to fashion hags and all that, you'd be like, these fun heels, blah, blah, blah. But
I do have them.
Slowly letting them go?
They're more like a thing I own as opposed to a thing I wear.
Fair. Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And now there's so many exciting flats.
That's the thing.
There's
like,
so many
flats
cute
are happening
flat options.
More.
And I'm here for it.
Yeah, I feel like there's a big pushback of people just being like, no, I don't want to wear those.
Well, that's the thing, too. It's a feminist thing, too, being like, I don't want to wear heels. Like, there's a big thing about the Cannes Film Festival.
Yes, I was thinking about that as well.
And about, like, women are banned from wearing flats.
Because wasn't there, like...
And a bunch of old white dudes decided that. Isn't that nice?
But, like, wasn't there, like, there were...
Somebody last year was like...
Women in their 70s or 80s who were, like... Or, like, just women who, through age and, like, physical ability, cannot manage, like, the required heel height.
Yes.
So they're wearing, like, a lower heel or a flat... And Can is like, no. And it's like, this is so discriminatory.
So stupid.
This is straight up an AODA. Like, I don't know what the VC equivalent is, but, like, that's a, like, human accessibilities and rights
100%,
issue.
100%, yeah.
Like, I feel like you're being very illegal right now.
Yes. And an asshole.
Truly, you're just being a dick.
Yeah.
It's not like they're showing up in, like, jeans and a t-shirt, which,
yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Also if they wanted to.
Who's
why
to
the
say?
Hell not?
But also, yeah, this lady looks amazing. And she's wearing flats. They can be both at the same time.
Yeah, you can get nice flats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also, like, every so often I'm like, heels. Then I'm like, I also am, like, at a weird height, I feel like, where, as opposed to if I was, like, 6 feet tall, I'd be like, whatever, what's another, like, couple inches?
Lean into
it. If I wore heels, I would be 6 feet tall, and I'm just like, no thanks.
I think that's what I'm wanting to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get you.
Anyway, I also, just not about that lifestyle.
Yeah, same thing. It's like, no. I'm
no
okay.
thanks. No thanks. Makeup or au naturel?
Makeup.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you were saying earlier, like, it's fun to just, like, elevate, zhuzh up.
And I found, you know, for a long time, it was an entire face or nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to explore that in-between area now. I'm working.
It's good.
It's working.
Yeah.
Finding the products, finding the colors, finding the, you know,
I feel like it's just finding what works for you in the routine, because mine is, like, probably does nothing, but I'm, like, a little bit of concealer, a little bit of highlighter on the water droplet, like, the...
Yeah. Inner corner. Yeah. There you go.
And then I'm good.
And a lip.
if you're feeling adventurous.
Lip is the big one for me, because it's like, I feel like a lot of people do, like, eye makeup. Again, I touch my eyes specifically.
I wear glasses. Like, I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on my eyes when I'm just going to wear fucking glasses all the time.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, lip. Lip is a, like, lipsticks is, like, I have, like, a little jar that I'm, like, here's my fingered colors. Mm-hmm. And I can just pick them, although I once ended up with, like, I have, like, different brands, but a very similar shade of orange. I'm real pissed about that, because I was like, I only need one orange lipstick.
I'm like
that
with nail polish. I'm like, damn it.
Oh my gosh.
Why did I forget? I already bought a dark red.
I have two Essies, and one is, like, mint apple, and the other is, like...
Apple mint.
Oh, no, it's two different brands. It's two different brands. But, like, there's, like, a soft blue from, like, Sally Hansen, and then I have an Essie that's, like, a green. And, like, they're basically the same like, yeah. soft seafoam color.
Yes. I guess you like that color.
Clearly. Oh, I once had, like, when I was an undergrad, we had, like, this big bowl. The centerpiece in, like, the coffee table bowl was just a bowl full of all of our nail polishes.
Ooh, that's a good bowl.
I left all my nail polishes back in Halifax. I'm a little bit sad about that. But, like...
You can rebuild your collection.
Rebuild and regrow. Exactly. But my roommates were like, you have 6 orange nail polishes.
Orange is a good color.
I was like, they are different shades. That one's peach. That one's coral. That's orange.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are different.
100%.
I'm going to tell myself that lie.
Uh-huh, absolutely. I'm fully believing it.
Hail, I'm dying on.
Yes, 100%.
All right. We already know this. Dress or pants?
Pants.
Yeah. Pants. Jean jacket or a leather jacket?
Jean jacket.
Yeah?
I don't feel like I can pull off a leather jacket. It's one of those things that I've tried them and I just don't, they don't feel me.
Interesting.
And I've tried blazers, I've tried perfectos, I've tried bombers, like a biker jacket.
Okay.
With the side, the angled zip.
Yeah. I
can't.
Interesting. Yeah. I think since I worked at Danier that I have, like, 3 leather jackets that I'm, like...
You get beautiful.
Yeah. I think my favorite is... It's, like, a leather vest and has zip-off, like, sleeves and a hood.
Oh, cool!
But I just wear it, like, that all the time.
Nice!
So I was like, oh, I can, like, switch it with other hoodies. And I'm like, nope, it's just a whole garment.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm probably gonna, like, stitch the zipper shut so it can't, like, slide around on me anymore.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Probably.
If that's just the way you're gonna wear it, might as well.
That's the thing. I've had this thing for, like, 7 years.
And
it's, like,
and I'm
I've
all for
never
altering
worn
your
it.
Clothes. I'm 100% in altering your clothes to make you... make them more wearable.
I feel like that is 100%. Your that is your trained profession.
Yes. Also, I have the skills to be able to do that, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Minimalist or embellished?
Minimalist, 100%.
Yeah?
100%.
Fair. Makes sense.
Yep.
Malls or boutiques?
Boutiques!
Yeah?
Yeah.
When you get the chance, I would imagine.
Yeah. And just, as, like, the brand, like, there's just nothing... I'm not gonna go to the stores and the malls.
Fair,
there's just
yeah.
nothing there for me.
I think that's another thing of, like, being in... larger, like, metropolitan city, and also
yeah,
I feel
see,
like Vancouver...
I'm also spoiled.
Yeah.
Right?
Where versus,
I have
like,
options.
Whereas, the, like, if you're in, like, a like,
suburban, yeah.
like, remote area,
smaller
it's, like,
city, that's all you got.
But then again, like, online shopping, just get your, once you learn your sizes in certain things.
Yeah, you learn how to measure yourself, and you learn to, you know,
yeah.
use the size charts.
That is one thing that I do appreciate more with online shopping. Maybe I just, like, never got into online shopping earlier in the game, but now everyone has a size chart,
yes.
especially, like,
you
the smaller labels.
Yeah.
Yeah, to the point that, like, one designer, Amanda Moss, she has, like, the lie flat measurement. It's, like,
yes.
this garment laying flat measures this across the bust, because that's mm-hmm. always my,
yes,
my sticking point
widest,
is the bust.
Right, yeah.
And so I, like, you, like, because you can, like, take a garment, lay it down, measure it across.
You can, it's like, this one fits me great. It's 22 inches across, or
yeah.
whatever.
So I feel like when they give you, like, the circumference measurement, it's always, like, is it really, though? Like,
and getting that measurement can be really hard.
Oh, especially by yourself, you're like, is my tape flat? Is this actually
yeah.
the widest
Is
point?
It too like, low on my back? Like, I can't see. Is it truly across my widest part?
Yeah, did I do a weird angle thing and now
yeah.
I have an extra 2 inches?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Was I wearing the right bra? Ooh. And now my boobs are squished and now my other bras make them... whatever.
Yeah. Too many factors. Yeah. All right. Online shopping or in-person shopping?
I don't know. I like both.
I feel like it's like what you need
I like
for...
both.
Yeah.
I really like both. I like the convenience of home,
mm-hmm.
but I also like going out and touching the things and seeing the things.
That's the thing, is like touching the stuff
yeah.
and like, especially material. I imagine 100%. As like,
yeah,
being trained in like fashion and sewing and all of that. Like, I've told this story before, was like on the podcast, but it was like the early aughts when like velour was a big thing, but it was like velvet, but then there was like the cheap velour. And
yeah.
so I remember like, I will just, like, walk through and, like, touch racks mm-hmm. of clothing, and you'll just be like, oh,
you can
no.
feel it.
Like,
yeah.
you're not paying attention. You just, like, touch a weird textile, and you're like, ugh.
No thanks.
Ugh. And you, like, wipe your hand off to, like,
yeah.
get rid of the feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fabrics where you just, like, feel how dry your hands are.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Oh.
Yeah. And so I think that's one of the big things of, like, online shopping. Unless I can, like, no, it's, like, it's linen, it's cotton, it's whatever. If it's, like, it's a blend.
Or a blend. Like, you're just like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that look like? What does that feel like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to get out there and touch it.
Yep.
Also, I'm a tactile person, so.
There you go.
Exactly.
Tactile, textile.
Yes. All right. Into it? Is this into it?
Oh, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. And so I'm going to throw some trends at you. Okay. And you can say whether you're into it or not.
Sounds good.
These are not hard concepts.
No, I'm ready.
The Gucci fur slides.
As an abstract, yes. As an actual thing, no.
Fair.
Yes.
I think they still just make me... There's... I
cannot imagine putting my foot in it.
I feel interested. Like you're wearing a wet shag carpet
I'm
all day.
I'm not into it. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're just wearing a shag carpet.
They look great. I love the whimsicality of it. I love the newness of it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't... it would a nightmare to put your feet in them.
I truly think you would just be putting on, like, a shag shower mat.
Gross.
Especially because it's, like, a closed toe.
Yes!
So you're like, what's up in that toe?
I've worn mules before. Your foot gets sweaty as shit.
Yeah, like, it's gross up there. I don't want to put faux fur in there.
Ugh.
Barf.
I'm okay.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
What else? Fringe.
Nope.
Crocs.
No.
There. Animal print.
No.
Pre-distressed jeans.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. To an extent.
All right. I think I just...
I saw a girl wearing one the other day, and I'm like, there is 5% fabric on the front of those pants.
Oh, yeah. No.
No, thank you.
I think... I didn't realize how long this has been a trend until I was thinking back when I still went to, like, Forever 21 and stuff. And they're straight up, like, the back patch pocket on the butt was, like, pure weft or pure warp. Like, the other half of it was just so distressed out. And I was like,
that's a bit too far.
That doesn't do anything anymore. Not that you probably would be doing anything with that back pocket, aside from, like, shoving your phone in it. But, like...
Why? Why, though?
Especially at that level. Like, if you're doing, like, a concept line and you're doing weird stuff, like, yes, cool. Because, like, no one's actually going to wear those clothes.
It's more of an art piece than an actual garment.
But
absolutely.
If you're literally, like, selling it at Forever 21, like, $20 jeans, it's like, why did you just disintegrate this back pocket?
Yeah. And then the manufacturing process, too, to being like, you spent all that time and money and labor making these pants to then unmake them.
Yeah.
I find that a bit confusing.
And maybe also because, like, jeans, because I've talked to my sister about this, and she's like, jeans? She's like, yeah, a little distressed, because, like, it's your weekend clothes, because she works at a university, and, like, needs to, like, look professional going to schools and all that stuff. And so, on the weekend, she's like, jeans, it's a little fun, it's a little casual. I'm like, I think jeans are just, like, my uniform.
Yeah.
Like, they're my everyday.
You just view them differently.
So I'm like, oh, no, I need them to look like pants all the time.
Yeah. But then again, the distressed stuff are becoming more acceptable to wear in more places, in my opinion.
That's true. That is true.
People aren't so like, oh my god, you're a hobo.
Yeah.
It's like, no, those are $400 jeans.
Oh, but I also wonder if, like, they're now getting into, like, the thing of, like, how much distressed is acceptable distressed and that kind of thing. Because there's fully, like, I saw so much this, like, past week of just, like, fully, like, just knees blown out on jeans.
Yeah, I saw this girl, she had a giant, from, like, her hip bone to her mid-thigh was
a hole. I saw something like that, too.
And then the knee, and then also another hole in the shin. I'm like...
Just wear shorts.
Wear shorts.
Just wear shorts.
Yeah.
They exist. Wear a different garment.
They exist already. They just walk into a store and buy them.
Yeah. Okay. Celebrities as fashion designers. So, like, with, like, their diffusion lines, or, like, cause, like, Rihanna just had, like, announced her label, but then there's other people, like, Victoria Beckham's had a line for a while. Jessica Simpson has, like, diffusion lines. I can't think of other people, but I'm sure it's a massive thing.
There's a lack of transparency for a lot of these brands, but who's actually making the clothes? People who work in the industry know that there are design teams.
Yeah.
And you know, Jessica Simpson is not sketching and researching for hours and hours and hours and putting a collection together. She is presented with options and she chooses them.
Yes.
And then they can say yay or nay, or we can do this, but it can't have the sleeve or whatever.
Yeah.
And I do feel that there's an easy way to tell whether they're good at it or not.
True.
And it's if they last.
That's true.
Stella McCartney, some people shit on her for a long time because her dad's famous and she just got to Central St. Martin's.
Yeah.
Her label is huge.
Oh,
and constantly doing stuff that people
like.
So,
very...
Who am I to say? And she went to, like, there's Rihanna who didn't go to design school.
Yeah.
And then there's Stella McCartney who did go to design school and she did I mean, I'm sure she got a lot of help getting internships with that name, and she struggling as hard as some other people. She definitely had
like a Frances Bean situation where it's like, just put her through.
But on the other hand, she has one of the most successful lines out there.
Oh yeah, and I feel like years is very like au courant with like sustainability. That's been one of her mandates for years.
Yeah,
and she's like hitting. She's on like
she's
on
checking the pulse all the boxes. Now. She's checking the trends. She's checking the looks. The everything is falling in place for her.
I think she's like buddy-buddy with PETA, which, like...
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. I think my favorite... I need to vent about this a little bit. But, like, the Alicia Silverstone, like, anti-wool ad, where it's, like, boy. Her naked enough. And they're like, sheep get hurt when they get shorn. It's like, no, sheep will naturally, like, pull their, like... In the wild, they will, like, rub up against branches or trees or bushes or rocks and, like... Slough
get
their
rid
own
of their yeah
fleece off, like, and also like shepherds love their sheep so much, like they're not going to intentionally harm their sheep. Like maybe if it's too wiggly and it gets clipped a little too close, like, but they're going to get cared for.
Yeah, they're going to be fed adequately. They're going to be kept adequately. Like that will affect the wool that you will then have to sell.
Yes,
and it has to be of a certain quality. So you have to keep your sheep happy.
Oh yeah, like this is the thing that I've been. So my mom has been taking like spinning and dyeing and all that kind of courses recently. Nice. So she's getting like. Certificates and whatever.
Cool.
And so she's going and like doing workshops with like master spinners and like master shepherds and things like that, and they can literally look at their sheep's flock, and if they leave it on for like, I think they get shorn twice a year standardly because otherwise it gets too heavy, and then the crimp is too different, where it's like this was a rough winter and you can tell, like, just looking at a fleece you can see like they weren't eating well, they were sick here, like you can read a fleece.
Makes sense.
So yeah, that whole ad, both my mom and I were like, what the fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, just like a very ignorant statement about like the evils of wool when it's like,
oh, man, what are we going to be left with?
I know. Anyway, ugh. What else? How do you feel about pastels?
Good for you, not for me. Okay. I'm too pale.
Really?
I don't feel like they flatter me. Or I don't feel like I'm alive.
Interesting. Because I think I had a coworker who was.
There's a pinks I can do.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not interested in, like, a minty green or, like, a soft yellow or baby blue. Blue's an exception because blue's great. Blue goes with everything.
Blue is, like, a uniform, like, everything.
But, not interested.
Fair. Really? I just find that interesting. You're like, because I'm too pale. I had a coworker at Danier who, I think it was just, like, a different skin tone, but she was just, like, she's like, I'm too pale to wear neon, and neon was, like, really big a couple of years ago.
Yeah, same thing. Makes me look like a zombie.
Okay. So, like, neither or. You're just, like, a solid in the middle. Like, we're just going to... Hang out with, like, a nice saturated color.
Color. Jewel tones look good on everyone.
Yes.
It's true.
Jewel tones are nice.
Mm-hmm.
I still enjoy a neon every so often, though.
Oh, they're fun!
I feel like that's my, like, summer douche bro. Who's you go. I'm gonna wear my neon tank tops.
Yeah, you see this? Yeah, you do. Here I am.
Some peacock all over the place.
Yeah.
All right, we are hitting almost an hour and a half.
Oh, boy, we could be here all day.
Oh, we truly could, but I feel like we have to wrap up. We gotta take photos. You got a whole day ahead of you, probably.
I was gonna say, my family will be back in a little bit, so.
Yeah, we gotta get this going.
Yeah.
All right, so, Abby, if people would like to see what you're up to, where can they find you on the interwebs?
I'm an over-poster on Instagram. I'm at Abby Shumpka. It's dogs and kids and...
It's great.
...dumb shit and fashion stuff. There's been a lot of angry women stuff recently.
So much, but like, that's where
okay.
you put
I'm
it.
I'm leaning into my rage, it's fine. I'm using it as fuel.
I think the best was, one of your co-hosts, Katie, posted from Broad City, and it's a lot of, it was like,
how am I?
And it was like, every woman today.
Yes.
And I was just like, yes.
I'm seen. I am totally seen. Yeah. Hit me, 100%. And actually, unrelated to this podcast, I have started a Outfit of the Day Instagram.
What? Amazing! What is that?
What did I call it? I literally just started like 4 days ago.
That's exciting.
What I Wore Report. And also trying to find one that like doesn't have a name that's already taken.
I was going to say, like, how difficult
really
is that?
Hard. It was really hard.
And the
hashtag, What Abby Wears. And I have, like, how many posts do I have? I have 20 posts.
That's pretty good.
Because we just moved, and I actually have a full-length mirror that doesn't have a bunch of shit in view of it. Like, if there's not a messy dresser behind it, or, like, in some weird behind a door where the lighting's terrible.
And I imagine there's probably, like, enough space that you can get the good... Because, like, right now, I have a non-hung-up mirror.
Just on the floor.
Just, like, leaning in the, like, 2 square feet of walk-in closet that we have, that it's like, I can look at myself, but if I try to take a photo, it's like...
It's a big old mess, yeah.
Or there's, like, the front hall mirror, but it's, like, my garbage can's right there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that in my last house, it was behind a door, it was super dark, and then my husband's dresser was behind me, and so I shit on it. I'm like, well, this is not a good representation of what I want to be doing.
Yeah.
So now I'm in a new house, there's great lighting, there's a mirror.
Amazing.
And it's just for fun.
Yeah.
And for motivation to create new outfits. And not repeat as much. That's really, it's more of a tracker.
Yeah.
That I don't just always wear that pant with those top. Or whatever.
That's great. I have a coworker who, for the new year, set himself a challenge of he couldn't wear the same garment until he'd worn all of the other ones. Okay. So he mostly is, like, a plaid button-up. Sure. And, like, a sweater or a cardigan or a whatever. But it was, like, he had to cycle through all of his tops before he could go back to those, like, tried and trues. And then similarly, like, he had to wear all of his pants before he could go back, so he's trying to, like, make different outfits and things like that.
Yeah.
But then it was also, like, oh, he has, like, 8 pairs of pants, but, like, 20 tops. So it's, like, that's, like, I like when people do that, where they're, like, I'm gonna, like, try this new thing.
Yeah.
Or, like, challenge myself, push myself.
Yeah, exactly. Be creative. Use your brain. Exactly. Maximize your closet.
And then Fashion Hags. It's just, like, Fashion Hags Pod.
I believe on Instagram. Yeah. FashionHagsPodcast.com is the website where me and two of my friends from fashion school have very strong opinions and a lot of dick jokes.
It's great. I also appreciate the strong opinions. Like, here...
It's a good show. We have them. We're informed. We all work in the industry in various capacities. We work for various sizes of companies.
Yeah.
And we have for... 10 years we've known each other.
Yeah.
It's also a good excuse to, you know, stay abreast of things.
Yeah. Which is nice. Getting together with people.
And yeah. And as an excuse to see them.
Truly, yeah. Because
they are my good friends and I love them a lot.
Just in general, like, as you get older and people go off to do other things, and then I feel like...
It's so hard to find time, right?
And then I imagine also trying to schedule around, like, you have 2 children. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, where are they going? What's happening there?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, great excuse to just, like, get together and shoot the shit. All right. Well, thank you, Abby, for making the time.
Thank you, Gabby.
Oh, my gosh. there are 2 Gabbies in my office now. That's going to be interesting.
Are they spelled the same way?
It's myself and another woman who I just hired. And it's just, like,
okay.
We'll know who we're talking to, but it's, like, in the office, it'll be, like, Gabby. Yeah, like.
Just go by Debbie. It's fine. She'll change your name to Debbie. But then it's. Or tell her she's new. Change her name to Debbie.
No, I will just, for the summer, I'll be Debbie Trash.
There you go.
In the office. Parents will fully think I'm responsible. Totally fine. They'll accept
totally
that.
Totally fine.
That's the issue, though, is, like, on the phone, it'll be like, I was speaking to Gabrielle, and it's like, well, you can't say, also, we're, like, both dark hair, average height glasses. Like,
sure, has no really defining features.
I also answered the phone Gabrielle the other day, and someone was like, hi, Courtney, was I talking to you earlier? I'm like, because that's my coworker, and I was like, oh, gosh, you're not paying attention.
Oh, man.
I'm convinced parents just, like, go into, like, a panicked fugue state when dealing with, like, children's programming.
100%. Yeah.
It's just, like, the minute you're trying to
make
these
phone calls and 8 other things are happening, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the number of times that I've called and there's, like, a crying baby in the background. I'm like, I know you can't control this, but, like...
I need an answer.
Did this need to happen now? Can you send me an email instead?
Yes.
Probably. Anyway.
Oh, well.
Thank you again.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much.
Yes, it's great. If you want to follow the show, you can follow on Instagram, TalkClothesPodcast, or you can email talkclothes@gmail.com. Check out the website at letstalkclothespodcast.com for show notes, photographs, and more. Subscribe and rate on Apple Podcast. You know this whole script.
5 stars only!
5 stars only! I actually do have 5 stars.
Yay!
It's probably like 3 people that I know.
Sweet.
But still.
Still counts.
We're getting there. All right, and until next time, I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Very useful memes.
Oh, yeah.
Can be used for eternity.
Yeah.
She's a wealth
of knowledge.
Of memes.